welcome back to... No.
The first thing that we want to say is that we now have... No. Okay, I'm going to start this sentence over because the momentum of it was just...
Yes, make it exciting.
Okay. The first announcement that we have is that... Can you do it? I got nothing.
All right. Cool.
With a vampire bra, I want to drink your jizz, right?
God, Alexei Pachenko.
I would love it. I would really love it if Twitter could stop telling me every fucking Friday that it's hashtag Fursuit Friday. Like, that's not news I can use. I'm sure furries are fine as people. I just don't. It's just not something I want to, like, every week, week in, week out.
He's going to do a fursona reveal, you guys.
This poor man, he has done nothing wrong to us ever in his life.
A fursona reveal?
How do you? That's bulky.
Can I say something, like, really dark and morbid, like, totally off the record? Okay, you know how we get, like, a new mass shooter every day who's, like, in some sort of seedy corner of the internet? Like, I just feel like it's a matter of weeks before one of them's a furry, and then we have to hear them explain furries on MSNBC. I just, like, if I have to hear Rachel Maddow be like, yiffing is when you'd, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
While Megan's scrolling, what would KG's fursona be?
I feel like I don't know a lot about furries and, like, how, like, you choose a fursona. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a Patronus.
I think it chooses you, Netta.
Yeah, I was saying I'm not sure if it's, like, a Patronus kind of situation. Because of his JoJo thing and just because I'm, like, used to him, like, in exuberant colors and stuff, I can imagine him more as, like, a fantasy, like, nightmare Lisa Frank creature and not, like, oh, I'm... a cat and I'm gray or like whatever.
A fantasy nightmare Lisa Frank creature is actually like my dream man, so thank you.
You're so okay. Welcome.
Now, can I ask a dumb question that I will absolutely cut but just popped into my head? What came first, the mock turtleneck or the mock turtle? Is a mock turtle a real thing or is it just a Lewis Carroll thing?
I think...
I'm gonna Google.
I'm not... What's the answer?
Okay, so I just want to say I thought, okay, I think, okay, so here's my understanding. The mock turtle is the name of the turtle. I thought that it was a species of turtle, but it's not. The mock turtle is a sea turtle, and his name is mock turtle. And I think it's a pun on mock turtle soup, which I'm assuming is turtle soup, but not made with turtle, right?
Yeah.
Its name is taken from a dish that was popular in the Victorian period, mock turtle soup. Okay. So I'm going to Google mock turtleneck because I thought it was a mock turtleneck because it's like not a turtleneck, but it looks like one.
Yeah. It's like a full turtleneck, but I guess.
I'm Googling mock turtleneck, mock turtle.
I feel like the mock turtle soup was first.
It has to be.
And then came the mock turtle, the character. And then when people, I guess that's a 70s trend or like, no, like how far back can you trace mock turtlenecks? God, Jesus.
Okay. I don't know the answer. And here's what I'm going to say. If you can tell us.
No, hold on.
Or if you can draw me a
picture. Since the middle of the 20th century.
You know, fuck it. I'm gonna.
Since the middle of the 20th century, black polo necks have been closely associated with blah 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 blah. Yeah. Tight turtleneck. Okay, so like mock turtlenecks as a fashion thing, as a garment, have technically existed since like the early 20th century, but like came into like vogue in like the 50s or so. So it tracks that. It wasn't a full turtleneck, and somehow in the Western popular culture, we managed to adapt the Victorian soup and or the Lewis Carroll character into the name of this garment.
So
pay us $5, you're going to hear all about this.
It's a pun? Or is it just a coincidence? Like, this is what I can't tell.
No, I don't think it's a pun. I think it's a direct reference, because it's not a pun as in, like... It's not a mock, it's like a jock turtleneck or like whatever. It's like the direct...
Oh, it's like a portmanteau.
Yeah, it's like the portmanteau. It's like the, if we've borrowed the term for this garment that people wear from old soup and or a children's character.
I have to send you a picture that I just drew of a mock turtle wearing a mock turtleneck. And then I promise we can get, it looks a little like a dick.
Where is it?
Okay.
Is it on Discord?
I'm gonna text it to you.
Okay.
We'll give it to our patrons as a present.
All of this is Patreon material. Like this entire tangent. Why am I not getting it?
I just sent it, so you'll get it in a minute. Okay, we were talking about Kevin Amoz, and what I wanted to say about this.
I love him. He does look a little bit like a tiny dick with very fat balls.
I know, he looks like an like a uncircumcised dick with fat balls.
I adore him. He's beautiful. Okay. He's beautiful. He's so beautiful. Okay. I love him so much.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Okay. He's beautiful no matter what they say. Words cannot bring him down. Okay, so anyway. All right, great. Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. It's me, your friendly neighborhood co-host, podcast editor person, Megan. And I am here compiling the October bloopers. And something that I thought might be fun for the spookiest month on the spookiest day, because it is Halloween, because I do everything at the last minute, is a backstory for everyone's favorite local podcast ghost mascot, Carmen. And longtime listeners of the podcast will know that we named her Carmen because we thought the ghost of Carmen was haunting the spirit of people's Carmen programs last season. But what you may not know is that we actually have real footage of Carmen the ghost saying the phrase, "Kill me." And I'm going to share it with you right now. Did you hear it? I heard it plain as day. Here it is again. Once more, slowed down. Anyway, I just think that's delightful and fun. And now, some fart jokes. I thought it just felt like we were promised a steak, and then we were given, like, McDonald's, and then you open the bag and there's a poop inside. Like, that's what I felt like.
For those of you who don't know, you eat a whole can of baked beans, you get on the ice, and you're farting so much the entire short program. Why do I keep saying short program? Short program. The entire short program is self-propelled. leads to the first quint axle because you're jetpack of an ass. You're like jetpack of an asshole fully just and you do it. It's ratified.
Sky dancer.
Absolutely.
Right into the furnace.
Right into the fireplace. Oh, yikes.